This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm David Gura, and it's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Great to talk to you, Will.
Good morning, David.
All right, well, before we get started here, I know you have something you wanted to mention.
Yeah, two of the runners-up contest entries that I read on the air last week were flawed. The one for New Mexico followed a different writing constraint from the one in the competition. And the one for Rhode Island had an extraneous T, which I didn't notice, and which made it not good either.
With that out of the way, remind us, if you would, of last week's challenge.
Yeah, it came from listener Rawson Scheinberg of Northville, Michigan. I said, think of an eight-letter noun composed phonetically of two consecutive names traditionally associated with girls. Remove the sixth letter and rearrange the result. You'll get an event where you might hear the thing named by the original noun. What words are these? Well, that noun is a clarinet. Sounds phonetically like the names Claire and Annette. Make that change in the letters and you get a recital, which is where you might hear a clarinet.
We received over 300 correct submissions, and the winner is Gary Clements of Chapel Hill, North Carolina, my hometown. And Gary, congratulations. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. A pleasure to be here.
How did you figure it out?
It actually came to me very quickly. I kind of started thinking about venues, but I couldn't come up with any seven-letter ones. So I switched over to think about instruments, and then clarinet just kind of popped into my mind.
And what do you do, Gary, when you're not playing the puzzle?
Well, I'm retired, so I like to spend a lot of time with my family, with my children and grandchildren, of which I have seven. And when I'm not with them, I'm playing golf, and I'm in the process of adopting one of those rescue beagles from Virginia, so I think that'll keep me pretty busy.
That's great. All right, Gary, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I hope so. Let's go.
Take it away, Will.
All right, Gary, I'm going to give you some categories. For each one, take the last two letters, reverse them, and use those as the starting letters to name something in the category. For example, if I said direction, you would say north, because direction ends in O-N. Reverse that to get N-O, and those are the first two letters of north, which is an example of a direction. Huh. Here we go. Number one is vitamin.
Vitamin. Niacin.
You got it. Number two is Dutch master.
Rembrandt.
Is right.
Very good.
Car part.
Car part. Trunk.
Trunk or transmission, either way. Native American.
Native American. Navajo.
You got it. Young animal.
Lamb.
Uh-huh. Toy.
Yo-yo.
Right.
Oh, very good.
European nation.
Norway.
Uh-huh. Deadly gas.
Sarin?
You got it. Dress material.
Lace.
Right. Also, lamé works.
Very good.
Party snack food.
Donut? Dorito?
Doritos. Oh, no, Doritos. I know donuts could be served at a party, too.
Two options.
How about Major League Baseball team?
Marlins.
Yeah, the Marlins, also the Mariners, either way. And your last one is a large breed of dog. Two words.
Large breed of dog. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Boy.
It starts with a color.
Oh, Golden Retriever.
Golden Retriever. Good job.
That's incredible. Gary, how do you feel?
Relieved.
I feel relieved, and I'm just a bystander here. Awesome job there, Gary. That's great.
Thank you.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. Gary, I know the answer to this, again, being from Chapel Hill, but what member station do you listen to in North Carolina?
I am proud to say I am a sustaining member of WUNC here in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
Very good. Where I got my start. That's Gary Clements of Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Thank you again for playing the puzzle.
Thanks a lot. I enjoyed it.
All right, Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Paula Egan Wright. Name a well-known island. Move the last letter six spaces later in the alphabet. Read the result backward, and you'll get where this island is located. What island is it? So again, a well-known island. Move the last letter six spaces later in the alphabet. Read the result backward, and you'll get where this island is located. What island is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, September the 1st at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times, puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Will, thanks again.
Thanks a lot, David.